We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
35% of Myrtle Beach refusing to evacuate. And the door knocking started just a few minutes ago. Police officers going around, where they're seeing lights on, where they're seeing, looks like it's inhabited, and begging people to leave ahead of the storm.
Yeah, that's I'm not surprised that by that percentage.
No, and this is what I've been talking about for a couple of days. Having been broadcast in the Myrtle Beach market and on the air there. I mean, when the media does this never ending hysteria about every last little storm, this is the response you get from locals. Yeah, we've heard that all before. And this is why I tried at least this week to be very cautious about not overdoing this until we got into the, realm of certainty, which is 48 hours beforehand, where we really begin to know what track the storm's going to take, because that's the damage that you do, is that people are like, oh, yeah, I've heard this before, whatever. Because it's always the same thing. And even the coverage, it's going to be a 12-foot storm surge. It's going to be Category 4 or 5. It's going to hit, yeah. And you can almost predict that it will then drop off to a Category 2 or a 3, because the coverage always goes the same way. And the coverage of this one mirrored the coverage of past ones that haven't turned out to be a big deal. And this is why you get the reaction from the locals out there in Myrtle Beach. So now you've got the mayor. She's out there begging people to leave. You got the police going door to door begging people to leave. Going to be interesting to see, as this hits going up the coast, what kind of fallout there is, and, that kind of thing. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where that, because if you're looking at the where it's expected to make landfall, the winds will be coming out of the north-northeast, moving toward the ocean from Myrtle Beach, if you're looking at the projected path that they're showing right now. Not being a meteorologist, I don't know if you got hurricane-force winds that are blowing toward the ocean. I don't know what impact that has on the storm surge or whatever.
But, guess they'll find out.
Yes, they will. And, I guess all the folks now that were laughing about that weird little round concrete hurricane-proof house that we posted on Facebook a few months back might think, maybe if I had one of those down there on the coast.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to put it in your backyard.
See, that's the thing. If I had the money and was going to build down there, that's what I'd do. I'd make one hurricane-proof, and I'd have the generator. I'd have the solar stuff. I'd have some place to stash the food, because, I'd want to be able to live off the grid for a couple of weeks at least.
Yeah, these days I think I'm getting to where I'd want to live off the grid permanently.
Well, there's that,
given
too.
What's in the news. I mean, yeah. Let's put this whole thing together and back way the heck up of what we're finding out now. I mean, we're finding out that despite their lies of the recent couple of days, at least Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent, that Andrew McCabe, James Comey, and Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, those are the heads of the FBI at the time. They were knowing full well that they had absolutely no evidence of Russian collusion against Trump. In fact, we're in the process of manufacturing evidence to lie to the FISA court. They are coordinating with 14 different mainstream media reporters to put these lies out there, knowing everything that they say is a lie, that their evidence is fake. Right. So you got that going on, which is an absolute outrage and shocking. But at the same time, you're watching this other video with, you've got these Google execs, right? And they're saying, since the days after the election, you're seeing, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, I think is how he says his last name, vowing they're going to fight fake news, and they're going to make sure that the low information voters get the real news. You mean like the news from the New York Times and Washington Post, the FBI was manufacturing that news?
Yeah.
That news. So, on the one hand, you're watching the deep state, the elites in Washington conspired, DOJ, FBI, and they say one of their sister agencies was leaking too to the media as part of the effort. We don't know if that's the CIA or the DOJ. We'll find out eventually. Congress is going to get it all unless they lose in the midterms. But, so we're seeing that on the one hand, the lying, the creating of the fake news, all of that kind of stuff. And then on the other side, you're seeing the other hand and how it works with Google. We're going to block the real news. We're going to force the fake news. Because people just aren't believing it enough, and we're going to fix that. I mean, the stuff that was said in this meeting is jaw-dropping. This was a come to Jesus, as they call it, it's a term, meeting after the victory of Trump. Everybody is devastated. I'd watch the whole hour. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. And CEO, Google CEO Sundar Pichai outlines responses to the election, including educational tools to reach what one participant described as low information voters. So they were going to do that. He said he promised to prevent fake news from impacting future elections. So you're going to be rammed full of whatever the FBI wants you to know, whatever lies they're concocting this week, I suppose. That's the real news, according to these people. He said alleged fake news, it's not going to be allowed to impact future elections. That Google had begun investing in a machine learning artificial intelligence tool to block fake news and amplify what they consider to be real news. What we're finding out this morning is not real news. And the video recording, it was, again, immediately following the 2016 election. Pichai confirms to an employee who asks that Google will use its products to help people make informed decisions. That's terrifying.
Yeah, watching that Breitbart video, it's just kind of hard for me to take these people seriously, as many of those Google workers out
They're
in the
bizarre.
Audience wearing those ridiculous rainbow-colored hats with a propeller on top, the little beanie caps. It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
But the power they have is unbelievable.
And that's what is so disheartening here is we had a situation where, news, I won't really call it journalism, but you had the free flow of information on the internet.
All of it.
And exactly. And you had varying opinions, varying perspectives.
It was awesome.
A diversity of opinion.
Yep.
And yet now we have got these tech giants who are trying to throttle certain opinions that they personally don't agree with. You know, and as I keep saying here, what we have now is censorship, not by the government, but by the corporate cronies of the government. And I will still say that what we are looking at is the Obama administration spying on a Republican candidate, the mm-hmm. opposition candidate. This is what the Obama administration was doing through the FBI, DOJ, and other assorted agencies that were involved in this, and their crony capitalist buddies in the social media platforms, spying on the Trump campaign, trying to set up the Trump campaign, and trying to keep the president-elect from having a smooth transition of power. This is what's going on. Nobody wants to say that. I'll be the idiot that'll go out there first and say that. The Obama administration was spying on the Republican candidate. That's what was going on, and manipulating the news about him.
Creating fake evidence to get the ability to do it so they could get him as part of the insurance policy. Meanwhile, over at Google, they're talking about that they want to take in this meeting, they want hyper-local efforts to bring Google tools and services to the grassroots. They're going to invest in the grassroots with educational products, about the news, to reach segments of the population they are not currently fully reaching. Let me explain that. Those are Trump voters, likely white Trump voters who are blue collar workers. They voted wrong, so you're going to get. It's good. They're going to fix it. They're going to educate them. Elsewhere in the video, the Google CEO. Responds to a question about misinformation, fake news spread to low information voters and how it influenced the election outcome. And the Google CEO promises more investments in Google machine learning and artificial intelligence to combat that.
So instead of marching you off to the re-education camps, they'll just bring the re-education camp to you.
It's awesome how you said that, too. You could be the voice guy for the re-education camp.
I don't want anything
Welcome
to do with
to
that.
Welcome to the re-education camp. You're going to love your stay here. Here is your rainbow-colored beanie.
Yeah, exactly.
Wear it at all
with
times.
With spinning
or we'll kill
propeller
you.
On top.
Yes. No, you know what this is? And again, I'm still hearing conservatives say, what's your right turn, Mr. Market? No, okay. Let's go back 30 years, okay? And I was poor, okay? I wasn't even 30 years ago. I was still a kid. Let's go back 20, well, not even 25 years, okay?
So, let's go back 30 minutes ago. I was poor.
Yes, exactly. And what would we do? You could get the newspaper delivered to your house, right? But I couldn't afford to pay for that. So I would go buy the paper individually each day.
Right.
They had all the boxes of papers, right? And, we had a two conservative papers, actually, in Charlotte. And we had the Daily and all of that. Now, suppose I pulled my car up to the curb, went to get out. I could see the box there. And somebody from a private company got in my way. You can't have that. Well, but it's for sale there in the box. Nope, you can't have it. Well, who are you to tell me I can't have it? I don't want you to read it today. read it tomorrow after we approve everything in it. Well, no, you can't do that. Oh, yeah? Well, 6 months from now, we're going to rip that box right out. Well, you have no right to do that. I want to read that. No, we know better than you. I mean, if there were private mob with baseball bats doing that on the streets of America back when we had to get our news in hard copy, right? Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, you could use the mail to mail that, but whoa, we're going to block you from getting that in the mail. You shouldn't be reading that. People would be outraged. That's what Google is doing. Because the news isn't in a box anymore. And they control the 12 steps from my car on that curb where I always picked it up. You weren't allowed to park there, so I had to run real fast, you know, to the box and then run back. So I had my change already when I did it to get the two papers I wanted or the one paper I wanted. And there's a thug right there with a baseball bat. Well, we would have gotten rid of that thug. We'd have thrown him in prison. That's what they're doing. And people are saying, oh, capitalism, they ought to be able to block you. No, they shouldn't. No, they shouldn't. They need to be a neutral forum, or they need to have the same risks we do every time we come on the air here, which is to be sued for libel and slander. Congress gave them that neutral forum designation with the trust that they would allow all voices an opinion on. I mean, short of, you know, crime or whatever. I mean, you can't sell children on the internet, but you know what I mean? But short of that, and they have violated that trust. That is what has happened. Meanwhile, wait till you hear the extent of the messing around with the coming election by Facebook and Twitter. It gets worse every day. Now they are actively attempting to stop those who are criticizing the Democrat Party from meeting in public. Texter writes, what's the difference between Google deciding what to publish and then editors of a newspaper deciding what to publish? Oh, huge. The editors of the Greenville News cannot block you from seeing the competition. Google now can. We've never had anything like this before. This is whole new territory. And again, it would have been almost impossible to do before. You would have had to rip the newspaper box out of the ground. Remember all those newspaper boxes used to be all chained together in every city? You'd have had to rip the newspaper box out of the ground, block people from walking to it. Or maybe you just put a lock on the boxes. Nobody's allowed to read this paper today. There's stuff in there we don't want you to know. Well, that would have never been permitted in our country. But it's going on right now. I mean, that used to be Democrat. There were lawsuits. In fact, there was one in Charlotte about the placement of those boxes. That those were city streets, and the city had to allow those boxes on the street. You could not say, okay, we're going to choose these five publications. Charlotte tried to do this at one time. And everybody else is going to have to go away. And their argument was, well, it's just unsightly for tourists. They lost. And they had to put them all out there. And it did look bad. But I mean, at one point, they got up to like 25 boxes in every cluster because there was so many people who wanted to put their stuff out, including us. So we've never had that before. We've literally had a power blocking access to stuff. And it, like Lee said, you know, going into this last election, we had one of the richest, most vibrant debates going on in America we've ever had. You go to Breitbart. If you didn't believe what they said, you could go fact check it over the Washington Post. You could fact check the Washington Post at Snopes. You could fact check who's funding Snopes. Google doesn't want that. All kinds of new artificial intelligence tools, they said, they were going to start blocking what they consider to be fake news, which we now know is not fake news. It's the real news that's fake. We just learned that with the FBI in the text. I mean, they're going back and forth with 14 reporters. They're lying about Russia collusion. They're planting fake stories. And you got Google on the other hand going, we're gonna make sure that you are forced to see these stories when you come on to look for the news. And we're going to block what we consider to be fake news, except they've got it backward. Texter writes, if they make me wear a spinner beanie, I will make sure to double line it with aluminum foil. Texter writes, InfoWars forced this mainstream about tech left censorship. Alex Jones is a genius. Text writes, Tara, yesterday at the end of your show, you made up another new word that was 2 days in a row. Hyster stereotype. Did I make it up? I don't know. I ought to write this stuff down, right? Text writes, I'm moving away from Google to DuckDuckGo as my browser. Yeah, well, that doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't solve the problem. We have to have access to that big island in every city of newspaper boxes. We have to have access to it. In this case, there's people who never had a newspaper box. It's blogs. It's websites. Some private company with some whack jobs wearing a bunch of beanies does not get to decide what you read and what you don't. And I don't know how we deal with this because we've never been here before. Meanwhile, speaking of never been here before, this is unbelievable too. Do you remember the guy, the gay guy, who started the walkaway movement? Which has gotten huge online until they throttled it. Brendan Straka, a gay man, longtime Democrat. And he put this epic rant up on social media before they put the kibosh on it. And he started the walkaway movement with this. I'll give you a sample of it.
If you are a person of color, an LGBT person, a woman, or an American immigrant, the Democratic Party wants you to know that you are a victim and destined to stay that way. They will insist that you are a victim, doomed to exist within a system that is rigged against you, that you are a victim of systemic oppression, that you are a victim of your circumstances, and that no amount of hard work or motivational action will ever allow you to overcome your victimhood or the privilege of those around you. This is perhaps the Democratic Party's greatest and most insidious lie.
Anyway, he goes on about why he's leaving the Democrat Party. He's tired of the violence, the slander. His name's Brendan Straka. He's the founder of the hashtag walkaway movement. Okay, well, they were planning a big rally in Washington this October. They were going to have a walkaway march, right? Remember how the media amplified the anti-gun march in March? This last March? Yeah. Well, guess what just happened? Straka just found himself banned from Facebook. Gay man who made the mistake of leaving the Democrat plantation. He's a runaway slave. Just weeks before the planned march in Washington, guess where they were doing the planning for the march in Washington? Facebook. Guess why he lost? Why he was banned from Facebook? You ready for this? Linking to InfoWars. Ahead of being interviewed by InfoWars, Brendan Straka just tweeted this about losing his Facebook account. Facebook just banned me as I am planning the walkaway march on Washington. I have been banned from posting leading up to the march. This has devastated our ability to reach people. I was banned for mentioning my interview with Alex Jones. Can anybody help? Yes, this is great. You're a Democrat. Hey, listen, this walkaway march is really going to be embarrassing for us, Mr. Zuckerberg. Can you do something? Sure, Chuck, you. No problem. We'll just wipe it off Facebook. Oh, thanks. That's a relief. Well, a storm barreling down on the coast. It is wild to watch it off the coast on the satellite because it is bigger than the size of both North and South Carolina put together. 400-mile-wide storm, about 300 of it really active. It's just it's a real sight to behold. And hold on real quick. Okay, here we go. And Brett Jensen is in Wilmington. He's a news reporter for WBT in Charlotte, one of Entercom's sister stations. Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Just fine.
So let me get this straight. Entercom made you a deal you could not resist. You were, 4 days into the job? And they said, you, Brett Jensen, we'll send you to the coast.
Yeah, today is day 4 of working at WBT. And they're like, hey, we got an idea. Want to go to a hurricane? I'm okay, great, thanks. Actually, though, I could be honest with you. I'm really excited about this. I mean, I truly am. This is going to be a big event, and I'm glad that I'm going to be able to be here and help report on it and tell what's going on. I mean, they're expecting, they've upgraded how much rainfall because even though people initially go, oh, it's a category 2, it went from a 4 to a 2, that's a good thing. Well, actually, that's a bad thing. And the reason they said it's a bad thing is because it has spread out larger than, like you were just talking about, bigger than both Carolinas. It's actually gotten bigger in size. And because it's now a category 2, it means it's moving slower, and which means more rain. And they said this, and it will also mean higher tides. And so they're now expecting over 40 inches of rain, up to 45 inches of rain here locally in Wilmington.
Wow. So how what is that going to mean for Wilmington? I mean, a lot of the time that depends. Like, for instance, Charleston is below the city itself. The actual downtown is below sea level. I mean, that'd be a Noah's Ark type devastation for them. What would that mean for Wilmington if it materializes?
Well, the problem is, imagine Houston a year ago. That's going to be the problem, because when you get to these coastal areas, unlike Greenville, where I used to live, and Charlotte, where there are a lot of hills and there's a lot of places for runoffs, yeah, you got creeks that flood, and it can be dangerous. But here, there's nowhere for the water to go, so everything is just going to turn into a miniature lake. And, you know, anything from, you know, 6 inches deep to 6 feet deep, depending on where you're located. And that's the problem. I mean, the drain systems won't be able to handle the influx of rain, plus, you know, the tides coming in and out, the storm surge. It's the water that's scaring everybody. And, you know, shockingly enough, I got into town last night about 10:30, and there are thousands upon thousands of people that are still here. A very small percentage have actually left Wilmington. And I honestly don't get that. And the police department is saying, look, if you're staying, you know, maybe take your cars. They've opened up all the city parking decks. Take your car to a parking deck, because all these cars that are parked on the side of the road in downtown Wilmington, they're just going to float away. And because of if they get all the rain as they're expected, 40 plus inches, even 2 feet of rain will wash cars away. So it's a major concern right now, because so many people have chosen not to leave.
Now, is this the potentially up to 40 inches? Do you know, has Wilmington ever had an event with that much rain? Do you know historically?
I don't. I know that in the early 90s, I believe it was 92 or 93, when they had a big hurricane and Raleigh got smoked, where a hurricane came in, it stalled, and it put in, you know, tons of rain. And Eastern North Carolina, even a few years ago, that was devastated by a hurricane where over 2 million animals, livestock animals, lost their lives. And farm upon farm in Eastern North Carolina, where all the tobacco and sweet potatoes are, were just decimated. And some people have just, this was like 3 years ago, and some people have just, I talked to a couple of people last night, they had just finally rebuilt their farm a year ago.
Oh,
everything
no.
was finally up and running a year ago. So they've had it for 12 months or so, and they're doing their second full crop. And now you've got this devastation coming in again, where they're talking again. Even in Charlotte, which is, you know, just, you know, an hour from you guys, hour 20 minutes from you guys, even in Charlotte, they're expecting up to 10 inches to 12 inches of rain.
Wow. So Brett Jensen, you are a WBT reporter. You are live there in Wilmington. What's it like? What are you seeing? What should people know?
Well, right now it's just gusty. The rain hasn't started yet. It's very cloudy. The wind is a consistent 15 to 20 miles an hour. You get some gusts up to 25 right now, but you know, people are still walking around. A lot of people still on the street. Like I said, there's zero rain at this point. It's just windy, but nothing. Like, there's not a single drop of rain in the air. And as a matter of fact, as I speak to you, the sun just peeked out from behind the clouds. So, but yes, we know by later tonight and later this afternoon, things will change. And then the hurricane's supposed to come ashore late tonight, early Friday morning, while everyone is sleeping. And that's when it's supposed to hit. And like I said, it's going to be interesting to see how this city handles that deluge of rain. It's just going to be, I mean, it could end up being catastrophic. I mean, I hope it's not. Obviously, we all do. But this is something where I don't know how you prepare for 3.5 feet of rain.
Yeah, I don't either. And I'm really glad that we're not going to be getting that here, at least not rain at that level. We'll get some this weekend. And just heard from meteorologist Tom Hale. He was telling us that Greenville is, you know, looking at tree topple situation. We're still a little, you know, damp from the last storm that we had just come through here last week. And so, we're going to have enough rain fast enough that you're going to get the damp soil. And that means trees potentially coming down on power lines. So, again, be careful with all those trees.
You're 100% right. That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. People need to realize it's not the wind that necessarily knocks down the trees in these situations. It's all the rain, and the soil can't handle and keep the support of these big oak trees and massive pine trees, and they can't support the roots, and they just fall over because the ground is so saturated. I mean, that's a great point.
Absolutely. All right, Brett Jensen. Remember, you know, what they say at the Hunger Games, may the odds be ever in your favor. Out there, you know, if the wind gets too strong, you know.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm gonna go find Jim Cantore and hang out with him.
Do that, because he seems to survive these things. So if you're standing next to him, you'll probably be okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Brett Jensen. He'll be checking in tomorrow too, live from Wilmington. About the last place on earth I'd want to be right now. Well, no, I think Afghanistan might be where I'd go to Wilmington before Afghanistan. Heck, I'd go to Wilmington before Mexico. They've got a higher homicide rate now than Afghanistan. So, yeah, maybe. Maybe. But we wish him luck out there. Brett Jensen, live in Wilmington from Charlotte's WBT, my old alma mater. Did you hear about this? This is the Las Vegas Review Journal. Longtime College of Southern Nevada sociology professor facing felony gun charges in connection with an on-campus shooting on the second day of classes. He shot himself. Mark J. Byrd, 69 years old, charged last month with discharging a gun within a prohibited structure, carrying a concealed weapon, blah, blah. He was found bleeding from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his arm at 8:15 a.m. on August 28th outside a bathroom in the Charleston Campus K building. Again, this is Las Vegas. Inside the bathroom, campus police found a $100 bill taped to a mirror, along with a note that read, "For the janitor," according to Byrd's arrest report. On the floor of the restroom was a black and white .22 caliber pistol with one shell casing. Now, why did he do this? Life just too hard. Can't face it anymore? No. He's mad at Trump. He didn't like Trump. Doesn't think it's fair that Trump gets to be president. Maybe he can get himself a job at Google after this, so he can do something about it. You know, manipulate the population. Because God forbid we have an actual honest debate. We got to control the facts of the debate, because we can't win a debate with facts. So we're going to have to repress some facts. We'll call them hate facts, like Twitter does. Yep. Shot himself in protest. In protest of the stuff Trump is doing. Just shot himself. I guess this is the modern version of this, maybe, because what did they used to do? Set themselves on fire? Now they're shooting themselves? Is that what you do? Yeah, it makes sense to me, right? Meanwhile, I don't even know how to do the news today. Did you see this one? Yale's incoming freshman class. More people identify as LGBT, so gay, lesbian, or transgender, than identify as conservative. You know what's interesting about that? And I don't know if it'll be this way going forward. But those are the elites. Now, the elites, that is the alumni. That is the organization. That is the fraternity. They all end up places like the FBI, New York Times, stuff like that. You think that's an accident? Or do you think that's careful selection of folks coming in there as freshmen? More people identify as gay or transgender than as conservative. That's real diverse right there. That's the left's version of diversity. Meanwhile, I got this news. This is not good. This is what happens when liberal judges start making laws and Congress pretends it's not happening. 98% of families who illegally entered the U.S. in 2017 are still here. 98% of families. You hear that? You're like, honestly, why do we even bother? Why even bother? Excuse me, why even? And Trump has tried to get rid of them. He's tried to end catch and release. Remember the judges told him he couldn't do it anymore? Yeah, because they get to decide what he does. It's not like he won the presidency or anything. Not like that. And again, I'm sorry, I would love to read the talk line, but the computer is down again today. So I am, the text line, I'm not ignoring you. I just, I can't do anything about it. Really frustrating too. 800-347-1063. Should I ever get to it? The text line at 713-1063. 07. Okay, here we go. I got it back up. So this proves Trump is a shot in the arm for Americans. I guess. Texter writes, yesterday I got, well, why aren't they all in jail if all this crime is going on in D.C.? I was lost in four words. I got two words for you. Jeff Sessions. He needs to go. He is utterly uninterested. By the way, did you know he mentioned he would go after Google and social media for their antitrust behavior? Yes. Now we've got Google openly violating the law. They feel that campaign finance law does not apply to them and that they shouldn't have to spend 9 months in a federal prison like Dinesh D'Souza with rapists, murderers and gang members for violating the donation limits. They feel they shouldn't have to. I mean, this is, you're seeing this on a daily basis. When you see Trump's attorney forced to plead guilty to avoid the potential of dozens of years in prison for the stuff he did with the taxi cabs to a charge no one's ever been convicted of, which is that in-kind donation charge, the, you know, violating the, I shouldn't say in-kind donation, but violating the donation limit charge. And he literally watched Google doing it in front of our faces and no one cares. And they're not doing it to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars like Cohen, who didn't even really do it anyway since Trump reimbursed him and it was a fake crime. They're doing it to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, coordinating on YouTube with folks, Hispanic people, to get them to the polls, targeting them based on their ethnicity and the state they live in. And by the way, doesn't it freak you out that Google knows this? They know where to go to find millions of people to get to vote for Hillary. They know how to drive them to the polls. They know who to target. Does that freak? It should freak you out. It freaks me out. Oh, it totally freaks me out. Now, think about this. Again, when you talk about a godlike power, we've never had anything in our society like this before. Think about what Google knows about you. Search history. Emails. Right? Especially if you have Gmail. Search history. What do you look at? I mean, if you would you be proud for the public to see everything you've ever looked at? To know everything you've ever done online? And you know Google tracks you, too. Google tracks, and they had a whole demonstration of this on Fox News. It's been about like 6 months ago. Even when you pull the cartridge out, or not the cartridge, but the battery out of your phone, they still can track you. That's nuts. And now these people have decided they're going to use artificial intelligence to influence our elections. And one of the scariest lines in the email that that Google shared was that they know, they believe they have the ability to determine election outcomes. And they feel that they and they alone should have the right to do that. So what, you grow your business big enough and you have the right to determine election outcomes? And by the way, in this hour-long video that's been leaked, even more terrifying, talking about using artificial intelligence to manipulate low-information voters. Those are in-kind donations. They're all illegal. Well, I mean, I guess you're only illegal if you're working for Trump, though. If you're not working for Trump, if you're working for against Trump, then you'll probably get an award for it, I guess. So that's your answer to why ain't they in jail? They're not going anywhere till Rip Van Sessions does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.